The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Son of a bitch, Paul, why didn't you just go home? That's your home! Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
Whoa, Normith.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 29, Hundo and Twa of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, bustas, hustles, yo-hos, it's your boy Papa Swolio. Back with another episode. Today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everstink K2, flexing on all you
fucking cattle.
All right, fam, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Mancast. Hit the thumbs up button on Rumble. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button, subscribe, share the show with your friends right now. We are live. And of course, you can check it out on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Any way you like to bang your ear holes, make sure you leave us a 5-star review. Thank you so much for being here. And of course, check all the links in the description to join the Swole Fam. Today, we're going to get into a few of those Swole Fam posts. We'll get into some questions. But make sure you're checking out SwoleNormousX.com to jump on the Summer Swole Specials to get access to all the seven pillars, the programs, yoga, meditation, masterclasses, everything that we talk about all the time here on the show. You can also download your free copy of the seven pillars over there at SwoleNormousX.com. And, of course, we have some new merch releases. So, fam, are you ready to talk a little bit about this past Monday's release? We got the Swolio Hulud. If you are a Dune fan, that's a fucking nice drop.
I gave it a
20% off all new releases over there at papaswolio.com. And yeah, so I have to change that text. 20% off site-wide, 20% off new releases. New releases. But of course, if you want to save 10% off everything all day, every day, you can use code DAILYSWOLE for 10% off the entire shop. So check it all out. The brand new Swolio Hulud. And today I am rocking spandex is a privilege, not a right. I think we can all respect that. Spandex is definitely a privilege. It's not a right. Most people should not be wearing spandex. I will tell you. Go to Walmart. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Fam, let's get into today's episode. Let's summon the Falcon, get today's Swole card busted open. We'll give it away at the end of today's episode to one lucky watcher and listener that is dropping that hashtag in the comments down below. Falcon.
Thank you.
All right, the dopest. Leo, you raging alcoholic, hashtag get swole for a chance to win today's swole card. That's a nice card. That's a solid classic card. Hashtag get swole. We'll give this away at the end of today's episode. Okay, are you ready to get into that tip? Are you ready to get into those swole fan posts? Are you ready, Beaches? You are. Everyone ready? All right, let's moisturize and let's get into the tip. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right, first one we got is from Daniel. We got a new member to the fam. Let's see what we got here.
What's in the box?
Daniel joined a few days ago, and Daniel says in the What's Up Beaches section of SwoleNormousX.com, we got a new swole fam in the house. Hello, fam. I think it's now time to introduce myself. My name is Daniel, 51 years old, married and located in Germany, Saxony, Germany. Started my fitness journey 7 months ago with the goal of gaining muscles, losing fat, and bring my body and mind in better shape. We got a lot of slashes going on. Slashes are popular in Germany, apparently. Let's see. Bring body, mind, better shape. Since I am working as a tattooer, sitting for hours and hours does not help for good physical condition. Listening to the Daily Swole and Papa, of course, reading a lot in the fam chat is very inspiring for me. So I am looking forward to having an awesome time with all of you guys, even if I do not go to the fucking gym like on rest days. So cheers to all of yous. Daniel, well, welcome to the fam. Is Saxony like an area of Germany? Because it says Saxony / Germany. So I don't know if that's like some slang or like a region or... I know we have like the Anglo-Saxon, like I forget. So if anyone has any context on that, but welcome to the fam. Love the international swole fam. And yeah, when you're doing tattoos, I don't have any tattoos, but I've seen so many videos and people get tattoos. They're always hunched over, right? You're leaning forward. So doing some yoga and really opening up your thoracic spine and stuff like that's got to be really important for, because you're always in the same position for the most part. You know, you're hunched, you're not tattooing left-handed sometimes and then right-handed, so you're twisting the same way all the time. You're twisting to the left or you're rotating, so you're always doing the same thing with the same arm. You're never going back and forth, unless I'm sure there's some sort of magician, ambidextrous tattoo artist out there, but you know, people have a dominant hand in general. All right, we got one here from Elizabeth. Ooh, we got some awesome stuff here. Let's see what we got here. All right, Elizabeth, here's a little update for you all. My best friend and I are progressing along really well in our workouts. My hip and shoulder are greatly improving, and his stamina has gotten so much better that we were able to go on a 1 mile hike yesterday.
Wow.
When we got home from that hike, my swole card was in my mailbox. In fact, he's doing so much better that he really wants to go ahead and start swole season together next week. He showed up for this morning's workout with a binder for each of us filled with all 20 weeks worth of workouts for swole season printed out, followed by the 16 weeks worth of workouts for scorched earth. Oh boy. He even went so far as to put a food tracker at the beginning of each week, and the cover even had the 7 pillars on it. I'm going to go ahead and indulge him, because who can say no to that kind of enthusiasm and effort? I know we're going to nail this. Look at you guys. Saxony is a state of East Germany. Yeah, that's what I thought. Didn't sound like a city. So I figured it was like a region of Germany. Cool. No, it sounded like something. Look at this. We got the Get Swole card. We have the 7 pillars on the front. I love it. Look at you two. That's so cute. Aww. Oh, we got a swole mate in the house. We got some swole mates. Good stuff here. Swole season all printed out. Scorched earth. Oh man. Does he know what he's getting into? Does he know how he's getting into? His stamina has gotten so much better. I'm just saying, it looks looking good. Looking good. I'll leave it there. That's good stuff. Look at that. I like it. Let's get into some emails. Fam, go to makeemailswoleagain.com. Yeah, swole mates. All right, go to makeemailswoleagain.com if you are not on the email list. If you enjoy the show, but your inbox is not filled up, that's sad because it could be. It could be absolutely overflowing. It could be overflowing with the knowledge juices from the Knowledge Cog. Go to makeemailswoleagain.com and get on the email list today. Please go and check it out. Get on that email list. I don't feel like training today. Maybe that's what you're saying. Sent out an email the other day. I don't feel like training today. So it's an email for people that say that. I don't feel like training. Florel says, hello, Papa Swolio. Thank you for this email because it is true. It is easy to stay in front of the TV or sleep in. But in fact, it will not put us in better physical and mental health. Since I followed you on Instagram and received your emails, I find that you are right in your speech. Life is short. We only have one. So it is important to do everything possible to keep it in good physical and mental health. The weekend now is hiking in the forest and walking on the beach. Obligatory sports active weekend. Happy France Day. All right. France in the house. Oui, oui. Smoking a pancake. Tony says, Papa, nothing is stopping me ever. What keeps me going is my kids. I see their faces when they are asleep at 4 a.m. and I do this for them. I want to be at every major moment of their lives and I can't do that if I'm dead. I get up early, I lift heavy as fuck, so I can be the dad that runs around with them in the yard for as long as I am physically able. I see dads that sit on the sidelines with their dad bods and break into a sweat picking up their phone to take photos. I want to be the dad that is in the photos running and jumping and lifting my kids under each arm no matter how old they get. Regards, T-Bone Capone. Oh. Sweet. All right. Awesome. Let's get into some knowledge cock. Are you ready? Lights. Action. All right. Let's get into it. Hashtag ask Papa Swolio in the comments for a chance to be featured in the live chat. Or you can go to askpapasolio.com and call into the show. Usually we get a bunch of calls during the week and we go into a lot of calls on Sunday. That's usually the day that we get them in. So make sure you get them in by Sunday. But of course, if we get a lot during the week, we'll start getting into some maybe during the week. But we like to save them for one day and fill that up. We have a great Q&A session on Sunday. So go to askpapasolio.com and call into the show and we'll get to an upcoming call-in episode. All right. First question from Instagram. Again, if you have one live, use the hashtag AskPapaSwolio. HRH Charlie the Chichon? Chichon? Is that a dog? The Chichon? Looks like a Bichon Frise. Had one when I was younger. Yeah, not a fan. But anyway, all right. Little white fuzzy dog. What's your opinion on ECAs and BCAAs? So you mean EAAs? EAAs and BCAAs. I think that's a typo. I don't take them. I get them from food. I don't think it's really a valuable thing to supplement with. Maybe if you're doing maybe if you're cutting for a bodybuilding show or something like that. I don't think it's necessarily harmful if you're just taking raw BCAAs. I don't think it's bad for you if, as long as it's processed, you know, it doesn't have like heavy metals and stuff in it. But if you're getting all these artificial flavors and things like that and you're spending money on it, I just don't think it's valuable, especially if you're in a bulk. Maybe it could be something if you're cutting. I'm not aware that it's absolutely necessary. So I do think that there's probably out there. I'm not aware of all the research and all the applications, but maybe if you're to prevent muscle wasting, maybe if you're doing endurance training, maybe it can salvage some muscles. Maybe taking leucine specifically can be beneficial, but I don't take them. I haven't seen any difference from when I've taken them in the past to not taking them. If you take them, drop your thoughts in the comments. But the most important thing is if you get them, just get unflavored, mix it yourself. It's going to taste like shit, but at least you're not getting all the artificial extras in there. Just a thought, but I don't take them. Okay. Mark underscores to piss off Papa, and it certainly does. My guy, it certainly does. Papa Swolio, is it optimal to take supplements before or after a lift? I would say it depends on what you're taking. No protein before. Protein before a workout's not going to help you. If anything, it might actually hinder you a little bit. But after a workout, protein is beneficial. So maybe before, a little raw honey, maybe some sort of carbohydrate or something like that. Right before that, or soon before that gets into your bloodstream, that gives you a little boost perhaps. I take creatine in the morning. I guess you could take it after you lift. You could probably take it before too, but I would just take, again, pre-workout, post-workout is like that for a reason. Some things you want to take before your workout, some things you'd want to take after or at other times. Sometimes it doesn't matter. But if you're going to take agmatine or beta-alanine or something like that, you don't want to take it in the morning or after you train. You want to take it before you train. So it really depends on what the supplement is. And some supplements are better when you take it with food. Some things you want to take it before bed, right? So it's kind of a depends. All right. Let's see here. Dangerous D221, Papa Swolio, what are the best sort of easy slash quick meals to eat on a bulk? So again, what food works best for your body? What proteins work best? Usually grass-fed beef, eggs are popular ones, chicken, fish, and then eat more of those. It's that simple. The best sort of easy, quick meals. I never know how to answer this question because any meal is quick and easy if it's prepared. So I don't understand what this easy thing is. It's so relative. Easy doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. If you're cooking steak, that's easy. Cooking ground beef, that's easy. You're cooking eggs, that's easy. You're doing hard-boiled eggs, that's easy. You do raw eggs, that's easy. You do anything, it's easy. You make it in advance and you put it in containers. You want something that you can pick up with your fingertips? Like, oh, but I need to eat with my hands, so something I can pick up and eat. Then cut up a piece of steak and eat it with your fucking hands. Like, that's not hard either. You don't need to have a big block of steak. Cut it in advance. So it's everything's easy. And everything's quick. Who cares if it's quick? And who cares if it's easy, in my opinion? Again, when you're looking for easy and quick, I truly believe that's what people ask when they are not willing to do what it takes to bulk. If you're looking for quick and easy, no, no, no. You need to do what works. What's the best thing that you can do? What are all the things, what were the top things that you could possibly do, and which one can you afford, and which one will you stick to, and this, that, and the other. So what's the best way out of the best ways? So if you're looking, anytime you're asking me, hey, what's a quick or easy, then you're not really interested in getting the results. You're not really interested in making those changes. Because I don't care if it's quick or easy, I want the best way. Okay. Another one from the little white puppy, Charlie. Papa Swolio, what do you think about cycling workouts? Cycling workouts? I don't know what that means. Do you mean cycling, like actually on a cycle, like a spin bike? Do you mean rotating workouts? I will talk about it in the sense of rotating workouts. People change their workouts too often. So do you have to change your workouts up? Yes, after a while. Do you have to change? When I say changing your workouts, I mean maybe substituting one exercise, changing one or two exercises for a body part. That's it. Changing the order or changing how much volume you do each one. That's enough of a rotation. You don't need a lot of variety. Sometimes you change a workout or I'll change a machine or I'll change an exercise just because, oh, I feel like doing that for a while. So I do that for a while. I'll make the progress with that because there's so many exercises when it comes to lats. So if you want to work on your lats, then pick one or two exercises and just smash those for a couple months. And then pick a couple different ones and then smash those. That's how you get the benefits from those exercises. And if one works really well, cool, do that for a while. And if one feels really good, then do that for a while. And you're going to find certain movements you like better than other ones. You're going to find one machine at one gym. Ooh, I love that for that exercise. I love that for my back. I love that for chest. And then you don't like something somewhere else. So do the ones that you like that really hits that spot and do them for a while and progressively overload over time. You don't need variety. You really don't need variety, period. What you need are the right exercises and the right intensity. And the thing is, when I say you don't need variety, what that means is you get the variety that you get. You ready for this? The variety that you get is increasing the overload. The progressive overload is the variety. Doing 40 pounds for a little bit and then upping it to 42 and a half and then 45. That's the variety. You're doing more than you did last time. The problem is a lot of people choose exercise that they cannot load enough. They choose an unstable exercise or a medicine ball and they do random shit. And like, how do you load certain things? How do you progressively overload? They don't go to failure. So you're not actually hitting your limits. So you're not progressively overloading anything. It needs to be systematic. So the variety is you being able to add more. So you want stable exercise that you can overload progressively over time. If you can only add a couple weights and then, oh, you don't have any other weights or you have dumbbells, but then you stop at that weight because you don't have any more. You can't progressively overload that exercise. You have to change it up. Oh, Pinky was like, Pinkston was just face down. Everyone's sleeping. Hashtag get swole for a chance to win today's swole card. Gabriel Guzzo. Papa Solio, what kind of training during calorie deficit phase? Should I use fat burner or animal cuts? What? Fat burner or animal cuts? What is that? That reminds me, is that that animal pack stuff? That reminds me of like 2001. I haven't even heard of that stuff since. I guess they probably still make it. Animal pack, like 50 vitamins that make you piss like nuclear orange. You don't absorb shit. I used to take that crap. Ugh, gross. What kind of, should I use fat? You shouldn't use any of that stuff. A slight calorie deficit is going to be what gets you leaner, not those things. What kind of training? The kind of training that I would do, it depends. If you only do a very slight deficit, you might not have to train your training, you change your training as much. What you might want to do is decrease the volume. So what I might recommend, and of course it depends on the individual, but something to think about, if you're doing a 5-day split, you might not have to, because if you're in a cut, you're not trying to bulk. I know that sounds obvious, but let me explain. If you're in like a calorie deficit phase, you're cutting, you're leaning out, you're not really building muscle. You're not. So you might be developing muscle. You're trying to maintain your strength. You're trying to get rid of the body fat, but maintain as much of the muscle for your bulk. The problem is people do 2,000 calorie surplus, get fat, and then they'll do a deficit of 2,000 calories and then get skinnier and they make no progress. They just get fat and then they get skinnier and they don't really build any muscle. Because all they're doing is fluctuating. Oh, the scale went up to 200 pounds. Now it's down to 180. Yeah, you put on 20 pounds of fat. You lost 20 pounds of fat. You didn't build any muscle. So you're trying to maintain as much strength. You're trying to bulk or be in a calorie surplus in an environment where your body's like, okay, I can pack on muscle here. I have enough materials. I have enough rest. I have enough fuel in order to fuel my workouts and to progressively overload, et cetera, et cetera. So then when you are cutting down, slight calorie deficit, couple hundred calories, maintain your protein, keep your protein high, play with your carbs a little bit, make sure you're getting good sleep, maintaining strength as best you can. So what I would say is you might not do, if you're doing a 5-day split and you're doing, let's say, push on one day, pull another day, arms another day, you're doing quads on one day, hamstrings another day, that's 5 days. That's kind of like my split right now. I do 2 days on, 1 or 2 days off. So let's say you're going 5 days, you're splitting up your leg days, you're having a separate arm day. Maybe what you do is you compress that. You go from 5-day split to a 3-day split. Because you don't need as much volume to maintain muscle size. Plus, you're in a calorie deficit, so you don't want to overdo it and exhaust yourself and burn out. What you want to do is just at least maintain muscle. So you don't need a separate arm day if you're doing a cut, necessarily. You might have, depending on your split, but that's an idea. If you're splitting up legs and push-pull, you're doing push-pull arms and quads, hams on separate days, 5 days can go to a push day, a pull day, throw biceps with pull, throw triceps with chest or vice versa, and then do a leg day and then take 2 days off and do it again. So you might not need as much volume, so it's less fatiguing. Instead of doing 6 sets for biceps or triceps, you're doing 3 or 4, doing a 2 or 3 sets. You really only need a couple sets, maybe 2 or 3 to maintain muscle size or to build muscle. 1 or 2 sets a week really is enough to probably maintain if you go heavy enough and to failure. So it depends on your intensity, right? You might not be able to train as intensely, or you might not want to, because if you're in a calorie deficit, maybe training to failure is not a good idea. So maybe decrease the volume and then maybe leave 1 rep in the tank. Do like a 0 or 1 RIR rather than going to failure because you don't have as much fuel, right? So that's the kind of thing you can play with. Giovanni Reyes, 11. Papa Soya, can you send me the best workout for glutes and biceps? Strange combination there, glutes and biceps. Can I send you the best workout? No, I cannot send you. I can, but I won't. There is no best workout. There's some great exercise for glutes and there's some great exercise for biceps. Pretty standard for biceps, do a supinating alternating dumbbell curl or two-arm dumbbell curl. You could do face-away cable curls. That's a good one with two arms, good way to get the stretched position, or an incline curl. That's a good option. A hammer curl and a preacher curl. That's really all you need. Throw in some single arm variations with those, and that's really all you need. Glutes, my favorite glute exercise, the one that I do every week for glutes, whenever I do glutes and hamstrings together. So sometimes I'll do an RDL, sometimes I'll do good mornings, but lately I've just been doing 3 or 4 sets for hamstrings. So my workout last time for glutes, it was glutes and hamstrings. This was a couple days ago. I did 2 sets of seated hamstring curl to failure. I did 2 sets of Nordic curls as many reps as possible, which wasn't many. I'll talk about the Nordic curls in a second. So I was like 5 or 6 or 7 reps at like 225 pounds. So I'll talk about that in a second. And then I did 3 sets of glute hyperextensions with kettlebells. So when it comes to hamstrings, the reason why I've been doing my Nordic curls, because I can do a bunch of different exercises. I could do just 2 sets of seated hamstring curls, and really that's enough. But I like to throw in Nordics rather than lying leg curls because I have a lying leg curl machine. But I like to do also single leg squat press or a high leg press can be a good one too. But I like the Nordic curls because I feel like it hits my hamstrings, my glute, it's just a different way. It's like doing a pull-up. And the reason why I like to throw them in every week is because I don't want to lose the ability to do them. As I've gotten heavier, I guess I am trying to bulk, but I'm not like bulking, like counting my calories. I'm just eating a lot and I'm not as lean as I was a couple years ago. And I'm training hard. I've been doing this for about kind of like in bulking phase for probably 6 or 8 months. I've just been eating more. I don't care about being lean. I'm just like training really hard. I want those numbers to go up. So I've been throwing in the Nordics again because I used to do them every week and then I kind of fell out of it for a little bit, but I want to keep on doing it. It's like that coat of paint. I like the ability to at least do a few Nordic curls. I don't need to do 10, 15, 20. I just need to be able to get like, at least five to six. I want to keep that because that's a great all out set to failure. Do a couple negatives at the end for the last set or two. But I like Nordic curls a lot. I like having that ability to do it, but also, as you get bigger, as you're building more muscle, you know, they get harder. So it's like doing a pull-up when you're 250 pounds versus 150. Obviously, a lot of calisthenics guys are not super heavy because pulling around much more mass is much harder. Nordic curls are great. If you really want that curve, you want that like that shape in your hamstrings, this is why I love this combination. And that's why I really love it. I don't need a lot. I'm so sore from my hamstrings. And I can do RDLs. I might throw in, instead of Nordic curls, I might alternate. So that's one of the things I might do is either alternate. See, I almost don't want to do RDLs with the same with the 45 degree hypers. Or I might throw in, swap out and alternate Nordics with RDLs or do RDLs for a few weeks. Because sometimes I'll throw in some good mornings. But Nordic curls, if you really want that glute ham tie-in, like really thick hamstrings, the most important things that I've done for my glutes, but like just the thick fucking hamstrings, like up at the top, like I'll reach down and feel like that under my butt, like that bolt, like the hang for the hamstrings from doing Nordic curls and also the super heavy glute hypers. Super nasty. And I go really heavy. I use like my 120, 150 pound kettlebell too. Nordics are great. So if you have a Nordic bench, just make sure you elevate the front so you're not going as far down. I've done ones, I've tried the band. I don't like that at all. Some people use the bands for the Nordic curls. I don't think that really helps much. I think you're much better off elevating the front. So my Nordic bench, I would lift up the front. I put some pads on it and I just did shorter range. And then as I got that, I lowered the front and then eventually I could just do them flat. So Nordics are great. They're great. And if you have cramping, if you have like weakness or tightness, it'll open up everything. Nordics are really a big unlock for your hamstrings for people that are, you know, missing something back there. Sergio Boof 998, Papa Solio, how did you take care of your hair to have it like that? We talked about this yesterday, so go watch yesterday's episode, I believe. I eat well and I wash it literally once a week. I got it done, my beard, and I got it washed and stuff last Thursday. I washed it last night. Yesterday, I washed my hair. So it was Tuesday night. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 4 days. So then I washed it, and I might not wash it until next Thursday unless I feel like it. Because by the time Monday or Tuesday runs around, it's like, oh, I can wash my hair. But then it's like, well, I'm going on Thursday, and they're going to, you know, do like the big wash. So it's like, why do it? So once, if anything, it'll be twice a week, but usually once. But in other words, to have nice hair, yeah, it's genetics, but it's also eating good food. I get a lot of protein and collagen and sun. I take care of my body in that sense. And I always say, if you want healthy hair, skin, and nails, what should you do? You should be eating quality food, quality proteins, quality fats, collagen, bone marrow, liver, whole eggs. Mark, piggybacking off of Nordic curls, what's a good way to do them if my gym doesn't have the bench or strap? So you can do Nordic curls. You just need a stable surface, right? So someone can hold your ankles. But a good way to do that is use a Smith machine. Use a Smith machine and a glute pad. You could do this with a barbell too if you have it in the corner, but you just don't want it to roll. So what you can do, and then you get pads to put on your knees, so your heels and, you know, and the pad. So you can have a bar, maybe a Smith machine, and put some pads there and have like the glute pad under your heels or like, you know, above your ankles. So people, I've seen people do it under a car, under a bench. You just need something to hold your ankles down, and you don't want your heels to be too high and your feet to be, and your knees to be too low. So you can elevate your knees with pads and stuff like that, because you want something under your knees. So maybe like an Airex pad or a couple mats or something that's soft enough. And then a towel on top, maybe, because you want it to be cushioned. So as long as you mimic that motion. Honestly, I would also go online or Instagram and like homemade Nordic curls, and you'll just see tons and tons of people. Tons and tons of people. So you can use a Smith machine. A Smith machine is great for it if it goes low enough. But again, if you put a pad or a glute pad on it and you elevate your knees enough, it can, a Smith machine can work. Common question, but I want to answer it just because I feel like it. Bender Daniel, first gain muscles or lose weight? Gain muscles. This idea that you're going to lose fat and then build muscle is retarded. I'm tired of answering it. I've been telling people this for 20 fucking years. Build muscle, build muscle, build muscle, build muscle. Lifting weights, the most important thing. If you just starve yourself to lose weight, you're going to be skinny fat and you're going to be less healthy. Build muscle. Alejandrocha. Papa Solio, shorter rest times best for hypertrophy? Question mark. Makes a difference? Question mark. Very efficient way of asking a question on Instagram. Limited characters. No, shorter rest times not best for hypertrophy. Makes a difference? Very much so. So you want to rest longer when you're doing heavier, more exhaustive movements. So again, this is a spectrum. It's a spectrum. I've done 30 seconds. I've done 60 seconds in the past. Can you build muscle? Sure, but you're limiting how much you can lift. You guys know that. Do an exercise and rest 30 fucking seconds. By the time you put it down and you like breathe a couple times, shake out your arms for curls or something, beep, 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 beep. Yeah, fuck that shit. You're not even ready. You're barely breathing after a heavy set. If you're training heavy to failure, you need to rest at least usually 3, 4, 5 minutes. Seriously. So if you're doing a heavy intensive exercise, I'll give you an example. If you're doing, let's say, single arm preacher curls, you're doing single arm preacher curls, machine or with the dumbbell. Left arm. And then if you have a dominant arm, if you have a weaker arm you're trying to bring up, let's say your left arm's weaker for bicep curls. Most people are right-handed. You'll do left really heavy, right? And then you can go right immediately into your right arm. You don't have to rest long, especially if your left arm's weaker. So train that when you're the most fresh and then go right into the right arm right after. Single arm, you'll get some more neurological activation. You'll get some more motor unit recruitment and stuff because you're focusing on one arm versus bilateral. You don't need to rest as long versus single joint, let's say a single arm tricep extension, or maybe, I don't know, lateral raises. You might not have to, it might not be as physiologically exhausting, but if you're doing a heavy set of squats or back squats or RDLs or the 45 degree hypers, like I'm talking about, you're going really heavy. If it's a more of a macro compound movement that's exhausting, you're going to need a few minutes. So maximum swole, you really want to rest at least like 3 minutes. But if it's a single joint exercise, you might not have to rest as long. And you'll know if you do another set and you'll know you need to be ready. If you're going to go intensely to failure and you're only doing one or two sets for an exercise, you need to make sure that you're ready to go all out. You're not saving much. You know, if you're training properly, ready for this? If you're training properly, the first set of that exercise should be the most. So if you pick 100 pounds and you do 6 reps and the second set you rest and you do 100 pounds, 8 reps, that was poor programming. Because the first set, you should have done more. That means you didn't push to failure and you did more the second set. You went harder on the last set. That means you should have done probably 120 and gotten like 5 or 6 reps. And then the next set you rest and then you do 100. So you have to remember that next time. If the second set you did more, oh, you didn't go to failure and you maybe weren't warmed up enough or primed for it. You just didn't go hard enough on that first set. Your first set should be your strongest set. And the first set of your workout, if you're doing back, if you're doing chest, if you're doing legs, the first set, listen up, the first set you do is the most important set that you do. The first working set, not warm-up set, the first set you go all out, that's everything that you got. That's the most important set. So pick an exercise, whatever exercise you do first for that body part. Your first set to all out failure, that's psychological, that's physiological. Whatever you're doing first has to be the most important thing that you're doing. You want to work on your upper chest, and the first thing, if you're doing incline, that's all out. All out. That's the most important set that you do. The first set to failure, the first set, the first working set you do for a body part. So make sure it's the exercise. Don't do your favorite one like, ooh, I really need to work on, I don't know, my hammer curls and stuff and do them the third exercise, best for last. No, no, that should be the first thing you do. And you shouldn't even be doing whatever body part you want to bring up. If you want to bring up your calves and you also want to bring up your biceps or something like that, do them on separate days so you can do at least your biceps first. Like whatever needs to be lacking, that's why I always say, no matter what your program split is, you can only prioritize so many things. You can only prioritize so many things. You can only do one thing first in a workout. And how many times are you working out? Like you can only do one thing first when you're the most fresh. And it also depends on what you did the day before. So you can only do one thing. What's that going to be? What's that most important thing that you need to bring up in that given workout? Hey, Daniel, our shout out to Germany, Daniel in the Telegram chat, says, pretty cool for mentioning me as the first topic today. Well, welcome to the fam. And yes, you're right, working as a tattooer fucks up the back. I have 3 herniated discs in the lower back. Going to the fucking gym helps enormously. Next step is incorporating yoga into my routine. Thanks for your advice, Papa. Absolutely. Yeah, definitely recommend getting into the yoga and also all these other exercises. I would also, in addition to the yoga, check out the ankle, knee, and the hip mobility masterclasses. If you're a member and you haven't checked that out, definitely do so. And if you're not a member, join now, soulnormousx.com. Check out all of our programs, yoga, meditacion, and so much more. All right, fam, are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah. Yeah, you're ready. You're ready. That's deep. You's ready. Oh, you's ready, aren't you? All right, let's get into some bars deep. Let's get into some bars deep content. Let's see what we got here. Balls deep. Let's see what we got. We got something on my X account, at Soulnormous, if you use the Twitter. Going over the most important things. I haven't been on too much lately. But let's say a couple days ago where you had the protesters blocking the bridges. You know, the crazy thing, and everyone's like, well, protesters can, you know, can assemble. They have the right to assemble. I don't care if you protest. I don't care if you protest. I think you should. But when you interfere with other people's, like, your right to protest, this is what's really idiotic. Your right to protest has not, like, should not interfere with my ability to get to work. This is the problem with people. They're selfish. They're narcissistic. They don't care about anyone else but themselves. There's no truth but power. So they're going to do whatever they want in order to get the result they want. That's what the far left does. So they don't care. They're blocking roadways. People have emergencies. They can't get to work. They're missing flights. Get the fuck off the highway. That's illegal. You can't block the fucking highway. They all should be arrested. You should arrest every single one, load them up into a fucking bus and drive them to jail. Sure, you want to bail them out or let them go. Fine. But what do you think is going to happen? People are going to keep on doing this idiotic shit. You shouldn't be blocking highways, access to hospitals, schools, airline travel. Insane. Insane. If people stop breaking, they're not going to do it anymore. People don't care about their cause. People don't care about Palestine enough, more than their lives. They don't give a shit that much. They're just, that's the next thing. This is the latest Ukraine. It's the latest thing. It's going to be something else next. Don't worry. Okay. Next important topic. No one cares about the WNBA. No one does. You hear a lot of people because that girl, Caitlin Clark, like one of the only people that you've ever heard of in college women's basketball, you know, dropping threes from like half court, pretty crazy, but you know, fine. And I guess she got drafted in the WNBA, which no one watches, and she's getting paid $80,000 a year. And people are freaking out. Oh my God, it's $12 million less than no one watches the WNBA. No one watches it. $100,000 a year to play basketball sounds like a good deal. It really does. You're getting paid to play basketball. You're getting paid. Would you rather work in the coal mines? Or would you rather drain a couple threes? Cool. Look, I don't care if it's women's soccer or women's basketball or women's hockey. You're not going to get paid as much as men. You're just not. Why should a musician that gets no one, like, you're, that's the same thing as saying some guy that plays the banjo in a bar in Austin, Texas should be getting paid as much as Taylor Swift for a performance. It just doesn't make sense. Whether you like her music or not, she sells tickets. Guess how you pay for tickets? With money. She makes money. People buy her things. People that make money for a reason. People give them money. They want to buy the products they're selling. You don't have to like Kanye, but he sells sneakers and he sells whatever. You don't have to like, I don't know, the Kylie Jenner or these girls, whatever, they make like makeup. You don't have to like them, but enough people do that they make a lot of money. Okay. So why don't they get paid more? Because no one fucking gives them money. No one cares about the WNBA. You see feminists all over X complaining about the salary. You don't go to a fucking game. I cannot name one goddamn team in the WNBA. And I know that that girl, Caitlin Clark, just got drafted to Indiana. Was it the Heaters or something? Or the, I don't even remember the fucking name because it's so unmemorable. No one, I'm never going to watch a game. No one else does either. And I'm not saying that as a hater. I'm saying that as an observer. I'm not going to watch it and no one else does. That's why they don't make money. If they sold out every game, I might be like, who the fuck watches that? Well, those people do. They watch it. There's a reason why they're not getting paid as much as the men, because they don't bring attention. No one fucking cares. They're not even profitable. The NBA subsidizes the WNBA. They give money as like a pittance to the WNBA. Oh, women need to have something too. Okay. They're not as good as the men. So who wants to watch kind of like not good basketball? Not many people. Not many people. As a female, if you want to watch basketball, you have limited time. There's millions of things you could watch. There's millions. You could be doing stuff with your kids. You could be going to the movies. You could be going to the gym. You could be doing anything in the world. But you're going to go to a game or watch a game. Are you going to watch like, hey, let's watch a bad team play? No, no. You're going to go watch the best possible. Hey, let's go to the local game. Let's go to the Knicks game or the Heat game, or let's go see the Lakers or whatever it is. If you like basketball, you're going to want to see the best performance. That's it. Even if you're like objectively as a human, you don't want to go, hey, let's go see a terrible movie. I don't want to go see a terrible movie. That's a waste of time. Exactly. If you're going to go spend your time watching basketball, why go watch a bad basketball game? You're going to want to watch the best one you can. You're spending your hard-earned money and your priceless time. Yeah. Again, and this is not knocking the WNBA. I guess it is. I say no one cares about it. It's just the truth. No one cares about it. A few people care. The people that are in the WNBA, the coaches, I'm sure, care. The players care. But they don't deserve more money. If they attract more people, I don't have to like it. I could still have my opinion. Oh, NBA, I could say WNBA sucks. And they're raking in $5, $10 million a year. I could say Taylor Swift sucks. Okay, a lot of people say Taylor Swift sucks. Well, she's doing pretty good. So a lot of people don't think that she sucks. So you're welcome to your opinion. But objectively, she does better. It just so happens that if I say the WNBA sucks, yeah, it definitely sucks in comparison to anything else. I'd rather go to New York City and watch street basketball. Just watch guys fucking elbow it out on the courts. That shit's fun to watch. All right. Anyway, and now what, and this is not just like to pick on the W, this is, I tweeted that, but it's just, I see it all over Twitter. Like, oh my God, they're not getting paid enough. They're getting paid way more than they should be. There shouldn't even be a league. No one would go. If you want to make profit, right? You don't have a business if it's not profitable. You don't have business if it's not profitable. What business can just stay open by making no money? Exactly. So you're lucky you're getting paid anything. Straight up. You're lucky you're getting fucking paid. You're lucky it exists. Because if it was a business, it'd be long gone. It's not a business, it's charity. All right. So let's see. Elizabeth says, I go to minor league team games because that's all that's close. It's fun. Don't need to be pro. Hell of a lot of pro teams suck and aren't worth watching. Exactly. Exactly. Point is, you're going to be entertained. You're going for fun thing to do. And that's not to say minor league baseball and stuff like that. That can be a lot of fun to watch. What I'm saying is, you're not going to minor league softball. You're not going to a local softball game. You're not going to a local men's slow pitch softball. You're not going to see, you know, you're going to see good performance. And usually, and honestly, it's just, that's why men's sports are more popular. It just overwhelmingly is better competition. When you're stronger, you can jump farther, you can do physical things far better than women. You're going to watch that overwhelmingly. And that's what we see. More people, women included, want to see the best and the strongest and the biggest and the best performance, just overall. That's what men do. Men do physical competitions and men do dangerous things and, you know, high level competition overwhelmingly more than women do. So it's not to say women can't do it or shouldn't do it. I'm just saying it is what it is. It's the market. So should we have the WNBA? If the NBA wants to subsidize a league, fine. And they have it. So I'm not even saying we shouldn't have the WNBA. What I'm saying is you have no right to complain about, like, that's what you earn. The product isn't good. If it was better, you get paid more. If you sold out every night, guess what? You would have much more money coming in. You get paid a lot more because you're bringing in more money for everyone. That's what you'd be getting. If the competition sucks and the product sucks, you cannot expect, it's not a good product. It's not a good business. Case in point, it's not a good business. Otherwise, it would stand on its own. It needs to get charity money from the NBA in order to even survive because it loses money. It's not a good product. There are women's sports that are good products. There are, I don't know off the top of my head, like women's soccer or certain things like that. Is women's soccer subsidized? I don't even know. But again, if it's a good product, it'll make the money and it'll bring people in. Women's and like MMA and stuff like that. A lot of people go to UFC fights and watch that. If it's a good product, it'll sell and people will go pay for it. If it's not something worth paying for, people aren't going to. There's less money to go around. That's it. That's it. Nothing against women. Because it wouldn't matter. My opinion wouldn't matter. If they were making $10 million a year because it was sold out, I'd be like, who watches this? I don't want to go see it, but all right. It'd be the same thing that I don't understand with Taylor Swift. Like, I don't get it at all. I don't like it. I don't want to listen to it. I can't stand it. I would never go. Millions of people do. So my opinion is just literally my opinion. I don't have to. Plenty of people will though, right? And there's enough money to go around. All right. Let's see this one. This has been up on the screen for a minute. Alaska Airlines is grounded by FAA due to technical problem. Oh no. Same Boeing airplanes that have had doors blowing off and engine covers blowing off and emergency landings. So Alaska Airlines is grounded. Okay. Grounded. We're not talking, hey, this flight's been delayed. The entire flight of planes has been grounded. The entire airline. It's like, hey, United is just, we're not going to fly now. You're shut down. Alaska Airlines, done. Grounded. Yo, due to, quote, technical problem. What do you guys think that is? Just a headline, just an image here. I don't know the entire story. I'm sure it's going to unfold over the next couple days or weeks. But just think about that. A, quote, technical problem. So if it's a technical problem, well, usually if you have an airline and like, hey, we have a fuselage or like, a, you know, this and the other couple bolts loose. We have a technical problem. You know, beep, beep. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a technical problem. We're experiencing some slight delays. We just have a couple bolts that we need to tighten up, make sure everything's good to go. So stay tuned. Talk to your flight attendants. We'll be coming around with drinks. Thank you for your patience. We'll be taking off looking in the next 20, 30 minutes. Thank you. That's what you have. Oh, a little technical problem. A little duct tape, a little WD-40. We'll be off the ground a little bit, just checking a couple things, making sure we want to make sure everything's okay. When you're on a plane and there's a delay, you're like, ah, damn. But you also, you want them to make sure you check those bolts too, right? You're on the ground, you haven't taken off yet. Most people are going to be like, fuck, we're going to be late. Yeah, but okay, it is what it is. I'd like to not die. So when you ground an entire fleet of planes, the entire fucking thing, due to a technical problem. That ain't a technical problem. What every, like, okay, so how, what is that a technical problem for? It's either something catastrophic with the software, or it's just these planes are fucked and we need to do an overhaul immediately. You're grounding every fucking plane due to a technical problem, quote unquote. Yeah. Stay off these planes. Stay off these planes. Look, again, unfortunately, this plays right into all the, quote, conspiracy theories, which there are not conspiracy theories. They want you to stop driving. They want you to save the environment. They want everything to be electric. They want everything. So this is also playing into scaring the shit out of people from flying. I don't like flying anyway. I have no desire. I could easily not fly again the rest of my life and not really care. I don't like flying. I'm not a big fan of airports. I don't like restrictive travel. I don't like to be told what to do, if I can get on the plane with that or without this. I'd rather drive 12 hours than fly for two. I really would. I don't mind. Load it up. I can stop whenever I want. I can eat whenever I want. I can piss when I want. I have to take off my fucking shoes or my belt. I have TSA pre-check. That takes forever anyway. It's a waste of fucking time. You know? I don't have to worry about DEI pilots and, you know, of course, you know, let's say you look at the data. Okay, well, driving is more dangerous. Okay, fine. But at least I'm in control for the most part. You get the point. I mean, it's just so uncertain. It's so uncertain. You can survive if you get into a car accident. Now, I'm not saying always, but you get into a plane crash, you're done. That's it. That's it. But yeah, I just, again, I don't mind. Turn into a road trip. You know what people don't do enough? I guess depends on where you're flying to. And I know sometimes time is of the essence, but if you actually make the flight or make the trip, you know, when you're driving, okay, well, it takes a day or two here, a day or two. That's part of the vacation. It's part of the trip. It's part of the, you know. It's just. Anyway, stay away from the airlines. Pick a number, 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3, we'll do a video or two.
What's in the box?
We'll do a video or two. Oh, Jen says with Lizzo on a plane, it'd already be grounded before takeoff. Ooh. Yeah.
You can be fat and be healthy. I'm sorry, Lizzo, healthier than I will ever be.
That's a huge bitch.
All right. Papa, it's climate change. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what they want. They don't want you to fly. If they scare enough people to fly, then that here's how that works. The exchange or the wealth exchange. You don't fly. Guess how much prices go up? If you're not selling out flights, then tickets are going to go 2, 3, 4x. To be able to man those flights, if they're half filled and people aren't flying, it's going to cost a lot more. Then less people can fly. And then eventually you'll have, you know, only the elites will fly. And then you're on electric vehicles and you have to wait forever to charge, and they can shut your fucking car off with software. Oh, you said something about the Democrats. That's naughty. Now you can only drive 200 miles instead of 300. And no, the audio is not cutting out. That's you, Mark. Our connection's 100%. We're looking good across the board. Let's go with let's go with Nick number three. Oh goodness, Nick to the corner, good sir. Nick to the corner. This is called when plus-size people lose weight.
Yeah, I want to know what I hate. I hate when somebody who's plus size lose weight and then they try to turn into a fitness guru and low-key become fat phobic. Like, why are you giving unsolicited advice, the same unsolicited advice that people used to give you, and they try to use the freaking correlation that, oh, I used to be fat, so you should listen to me, or I used to be fat and I could do it, you could do. No, because we as a plus size community, we hate when people try to throw stuff like that in our face. We hate when you try to.
We hate when we see people get healthy and we not healthy, and we fat and they not fat anymore. We don't like that.
He bully us into losing weight. That literally makes people not want to lose weight, because why are you doing this? And for you to know what we went through, because you literally went through it yourself, and you come turn around and become on the opposite end of the people that we don't like. Like, that'd be so crazy to me.
Fat reparations,
and I see
there.
It happen so many times. Like, and people have made comments like about me losing weight, but I can 1000% promise you, I'm literally not going to be like that, because.
Did she say she's losing weight?
Wow. I've lost weight plenty of times over the course of my 31 years.
I've lost weight plenty of times and gained it right fucking back. If you have to lose weight over and over and over again, yeah, you're not doing it right.
And never have I ever turned into one of these fat phobic pieces of trash that these people turn into. Like, I hate it so much. I hate it so much. I just had to get that off my chest.
Yeah, well, need to get a lot more than that.
Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Yeah, I agree with Bear. Okay. Bear says it's because they realize how awful they felt when they were obese. Straight facts. It's because when people are not fat as fuck anymore, they realize, oh my God, I was disgusting. I felt miserable. I was super unhealthy. That's why. All right, let's do what we got here. Jen V. Oh, Miss Jen, number two. Jen, number two. Oh, Jen. Jen, to the corner with you, lassie. Weight loss is not about health. I don't know if you understand what you're saying.
Can we as a collective now admit that weight loss is not primarily about health and it's primarily about appearance?
Jeez. All right, I'm going to say this. If you're listening, this is a girl that has come up over the years. She's got a septum piercing now. I don't know how recent that is, but looks worse in every video. And I'm not saying that to be mean. That's, again, an observation. You're just looking sicker and sicker. Shocker. When you're a body positive or fat influencer. You're going to look that way until you croak.
Like, let's zoom out and think of it on a cultural level.
Zoom the fuck
out. So many
out.
Of the videos that go viral online.
More.
All the posts.
More.
And just general commentary between people IRL. It's all very appearance-based. It's like, oh my God, do I look thinner?
More.
My face is less chubby. You can see less of my double chin.
Point
yada,
1X.
Yada, yada. So many things that are appearances. People saying, I don't care about being healthy. I don't give a fuck if Ozempic's gonna fuck me up. I just want to be thin. 500,000 likes, like fucking 10,000 comments. It's like, we really have to stop pretending, okay? We cannot ignore the reality that being smaller comes with so much social privilege and so many social benefits. Because being fat is socially seen as not just unhealthy, take that out of it, as lazy, selfish, unmotivated, unintelligent, bad, ugly. That
naughty,
is a
naughty.
Non-negligible reality, and we need to stop acting like all the hate that fat people get,
sand.
That their bodies get, is solely because we want them to be healthy. And the only reason we don't want to look like them, people don't want to look like me, is because of health.
I know no one cares that I overlay that soundboard. Okay, we're done with that one. I tuned it out. Look, I don't watch these videos first. I watched it. We listened to it. We get the point. All right. I'm not happy with my... Look, you're not happy with yourself. Again, every time I see these videos come up, I'm just going to reiterate, you're not happy with yourself. I get it. I wouldn't be either. But to complain about it and complain about how everyone else is acting on the internet. Get off the internet, put in some fucking work. Get offline, start eating steak and going to the fucking gym. Stop complaining, start taking action. No one likes you because you're annoying. Take care of yourself, make better friends, love yourself. People will like you better because you're authentic, and it's just a better way to do it. All right, Tainty Man first. Aww. Mr. Tontemian. Very nice, Tainty Man. Very nice. Golf clap for the taint. Mr. Popperman. We got one more video. I'm just going to jump right into it. Balls first. This one's called Page About Fat Liberation. This is just all fat today. We're just doing all fat activist stuff. Fat liberation, indeed.
Hey, just a heads up, guys.
Those eyes.
Hey.
Whoa. Whoa.
The eyes, Chico. They never lie.
Holy eyeball. She could see Casper. All right.
Hey, ooh. Just a heads up, guys. This is a fat liberation page. It is for safe spaces for fat people in order to feel comfortable and advocate and learn how to advocate for themselves through mental health and doctor's offices. So I might not be your cup of tea if you're looking for intentional weight loss support.
You're not drinking tea. Get the fuck out of here. I might not be your cup of whipped cream, but you know what I'm saying? I might not be your pumpkin spice latte.
And if I'm not, that's okay. Move on. About 90% of this app is there for you.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Jesus Christ. What are you talking about? What are you talking
what
about?
What is the best move to silence a woman?
If your name is Fat Positive Therapist, you might as well change it to Grifty McGrifterson. That's it. That's it. If your name is Fat Positive Therapist, you are not going to that person for actually getting better. That person is going to justify all your shortcomings. That's like going to a psychologist and like, you know, you're a kid and you're like, I'm confused. I have puberty anxiety. You're not saying this because kids don't know. And the therapist's like, we should cut your dick off. Or, we should cut off all your forearm skin and, you know, make a fake cock down there that you have to inflate with a balloon. That's like the same thing. You're facilitating. That's that affirming, fat affirming therapist. That's what this is. Fat affirmation. Sick shit. It's sick fucking shit. That's evil. That's evil. You might be like, oh, that's not evil. You don't think of like a devil, like that kind of evil, but that's evil. That's evil. That's like just gluttony, sloth. It's just deceptive. It's a grift. It's disgusting. And it is evil. Okay. So let's give away the swole card, fam. It is get swole time. We get swole, fam. I know we go through crazy, crazy things. But we also get swole, so Falcon, take us away. We got a throwback coming up at the end of today's episode, which we are there. We're at the end of today's episode. Oh, yeah.
Yo. Yes. Yo.
Scroll, scroll, scroll. Today's winner is, oh, here we go. It is on Rumble. It is Odin's Heathen. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Odin's
congratulations. Send us an email to support@swolenomus.com. Episode 2903 in the subject, your mailing address in the body of the email. Yal.
That's fucking yal. Bullshit.
We send you the swole card very much. Yal, 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 yal. Fam, congratulations. Odin's Heathen.
Touché. Congratulations.
Fam, we do have a throwback, so we'll take some soundboard requests. We do have a throwback video in just a moment, so don't nobody go nowhere. Congratulations, Odin's Heathen. Congratulations.
It works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
A little diversity?
Well, I could be wrong, but I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship that was used during the Civil War era.
Shut up, bitch.
Shut up, bitch!
The Almighty says, don't change the subject, just answer the fucking question.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Ooh, Rusty's.
I like to correct
Rusty Spoons Part 2.
This is Milton Tisdale. You are looking rather splendid this evening.
This is Strickland.
This is Marjorie Stewart Baxter.
My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump.
These are all soundboard requests. All soundboard requests.
What are you looking at, butthead?
Except for
that
this one.
That gorilla has seen the city of Singe.
Donnie, you're out of your element.
Now I know you'd love to just sit there and keep being not slim, but we gotta work a little today, okay?
I better use my strong.
Come on, man.
Matt Damon.
What the hell kind of country is this where I can only hate a man if he's white?
The more you hate me, the more you will learn.
Chicks will dig you. Or dudes, or whatever gender thing you're into.
Crucifixion is good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each.
Come on, don't bullshit me.
Dodson! Dodson! We've got Dodson here!
A jelly donut!
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like, your opinion, man.
So I'll take the tea without the covert diabetes delivery mechanism, please.
Little PC. Coast to coast. That's the only time there were PC on the show when we bust out the piano cock. You know what I'm saying? PC for piano cock. All right, fam. We crank up this hog. You know what time it is. It's throwback time. Let's get into it. Oh, yeah. Holy shit. All right, here we go. This is going to be great. Oh my God. Are you ready?
I'm glad you asked.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm glad you asked.
Jesus. So her face is painted like a transflagger. What is that?
So trigender and the way you identify in it can be heavily based on your culture. For example, I know in Hawaiian culture, there are three genders. There's a third gender. I forget what it's called. I'm sorry, but...
How could you forget that?
Unless. If you happen to be Native Hawaiian, you could identify as that third gender and then man and woman.
How about no?
So for me, I come from a very heavy Dutch background and American background. So for me, it's more based on if there's man on one side, woman on the other, and non-binary is somewhere in the middle. And then I take up that whole area, the whole
you
bar.
Certainly
there.
Do.
And I know for a lot of people, non-binary is a completely separate spectrum. That's just not my experience, but I still think that that's a valid experience to have.
In other words, it's your delusion. It's whatever goes on in your brain, that's valid. Oh my goodness. Oh.
You trying to squeeze an itch in on me somewhere, huh?
Hoo-wee. All right. Hug your children. Tell them that you love them. Thanks for being here. Go and check us out over at SwollenArmorsX.com. Join the fam today because we got an overtime segment on Friday. We do private episodes every Friday. We do roundtables twice a month. We got the private community inside SwollenArmorsX. Plus, we got Summer Swole specials, and we got access to our full programs, 400 yoga classes, mobility classes, master classes, brain gains meditation section, all seven pillars taken care of. For you over at SwollenArmorsX.com. We will see you tomorrow for 2904. Peace, McGee, Stoops, Magoose, your boy, Papa Swolio.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the face smacking. 808, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom babbing. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I gift rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zams. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. how they came left and they sold me.